Everybody, welcome back to the Triple Option. New year, same us. We're back. It's 2022. I feel great. I got a fresh haircut. So did Kevin. I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in a million years, and I miss you all. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas, New Year, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all of them. We're all inclusive here at the Triple Option. Guys, as always, joined by my two best friends and festive buddies, Coach AB and Kevin Little. What's going on, fellas? Did you have a wonderful holiday season?
First, I just realized we're all dressed in black. We're all wearing black.
It's so not a funeral. The news has actually been kind of good.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So, yeah, no, holiday was great.
Yeah, no complaints. Saw the family, went up to Atlanta, North Carolina. You know, just now I'm back.
The black is not signifying anything morbid. We're just all very stylish guys, and it happens to go well with our color palettes. Now, listen. There has been good news for Florida State, and we're going to talk about it tonight. Listen, we're going to go through some new transfers, got some size at the wide receiver position with two new transfer acquisitions, Deuce Span and Johnny Wilson, both tall, both fast, both young, one with a much cooler name than the other one. No offense, Johnny. I'm going to go with the Deucer every time. And then also picked up a cornerback transfer in the conference, Greedy Vance from Louisville, another guy that we picked up. So three new Noles. We're also going to go through the film. We're going to do this first of the newest, I guess now he's enrolled and ready to go. That's quarterback AJ Duffy from IMG. That's right, boys. He's on campus.
He's on campus.
Locked in. He played in the Under Armour All-Star game. We're going to go through some of his highlights. Apparently he was the best quarterback by far at the event from what I've heard. We'll see if that's because he looked really good or who else was there. As always, we will not lie to you. We love you and respect you too much. Guys, before we hop into the film, we're going to go through Duffy. So we've shared our thoughts on him multiple times, and we will as we go through the film. Which of those three new transfers got you guys the most excited? And Adam, also too, there has been some concerns with the takes, not so much in the physical, because I think Deuce is 6'4", Johnny Wilson 6'6", both have shown speed, flashes. There have been some concerns possibly with the production. These are young guys. Deuce converted from quarterback to wide receiver at Illinois. Johnny Wilson's a young guy. Both don't have eye-popping stats. So people are slightly concerned. How do you feel?
I mean, I feel fine. Would it be great to get the George Pickens out of the portal if he had entered? Of course,
right.
It would be. I mean, of course, you're looking for that stud that has the production that matches physical tools. But look, I mean, they've gone out and kind of they've chased relationships. They've had a relationship with Wilson and Spans from he's a local kid from the state of Florida. So they were able to go out and utilize those relationships and get these guys in, and they're upside guys. I mean, they're both pretty young. I think Span's going to be a redshirt freshman, and I think Wilson might be in the same boat. I'm fine with it. I would love, you'd love production, but it just kind of is what it is. Coming off a 5-7 season and a couple losing seasons in a row here, where you're going to get upside and hope to develop that.
Yeah, it kind of seems like right now where Florida State's at. Obviously, the ideal characteristics for a receiver: size, speed, production.
Yeah,
sounds like we're going to get 2 out of 3.
Yeah,
right now
that's a good start, right?
Oh yeah. And to me, it's supplemental to what you didn't get in your 2022 high school recruiting class. These are basically just to supplement what you didn't get. But there's guys with 3 and 4 years of eligibility, with also a year of college weight room.
Yeah,
strength and conditioning program in. So to me, it doesn't affect me so much, just because I see them as sort of replacement pieces for what we didn't get. It will be interesting to see how quickly these guys can integrate and make an impact, because we do need some guys to make an impact. The receiver room was abysmal.
Absolutely.
We've told you the horse is dead. We'll not maul it anymore. Kevin, what do you think? You're a passing guy. You're not a disgusting caveman like Adam, or run the damn ball type. You and I are air raid savants. We're aficionados. Are you excited about these two receiver pickups?
Yeah, I would say they also complement the pickup we got from Oregon a couple weeks back, who's more of a quicker
Micah
slot
Pittman.
Guy who has has the the game film, the stats that you might want from a transfer that's ready to produce now. But now we've got Span and Wilson I'm particularly excited about Wilson. I think he's someone that, I mean, what, he's 6'7", has the frame to be...
He's a large lad, yeah.
Has the frame to potentially be some sort of hybrid tight end, but has the speed to be a wide receiver. So it'll be interesting to see kind of, do they see him as an X receiver that's going to be kind of a matchup nightmare on the outside? Or are they going to try to put some weight on him, use him somewhere on the inside? Hopefully we can get to some of his film, because he does have some decent blocking reps, as we've seen in our own film. So I'm excited about both of these guys. I think Spann is probably a little bit more of a plug and play than Wilson is, as it stands right now. But
interesting. That's funny, because he's the one that switched positions. So it's funny you say that.
Yeah, I think he's just a little bit smoother. He's kind of grown into his frame a little bit more than Wilson. Wilson's still a little bit stringy, but either way, I think they both have huge upsides. I was pretty excited about both of the pickups. So I think immediately the floor of your wide receiver room has increased, and the potential ceiling has also increased further down the line.
Hell yeah, man. And Wilson does block like some bitch, so I'm happy to look at that film. So we're going to get there. That's called a segue. That's a little teaser for you guys. We're going to get to that film. Throw up the Duffy footage. I want to see some guys that some are anointing the future. Let's take a look and see, you know, let's break down the film and see when we think he's going to make an impact at FSU. But by all accounts, he seems like a dude. Seems like a guy, plays like a dude. Let's take a look at him.
I thought he looked good yesterday.
Did you? And break down to, okay.
Oh. Yeah, a touchdown on his first throw here. So.
I mean, he just threw an absolute bomb.
Wow, that's it right there for the highlight reel.
So, yeah.
Now, listen, ball delivered out on time, decisive, guy didn't have to go out of his way, and then he put his playmaker in a great position to succeed.
So the thing you have to keep in mind about this game is that they have to play man coverage. It's like part of the rules of the game.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And so he's playing off man, easy completion. Hard to turn that down.
Well, what do you guys think about the mechanics and stuff, though? Does he look like a guy that's going to need some work done? A lot of people were not happy with Chuba Purdy's throwing motion when he came. Is Duffy going to be ready a little bit more quickly than Chuba turned out not to be?
Oh, his motion's clean. I mean, if I just go back to this, you can really see it in his short throws. Mm-hmm. Chuba kind of threw with his back. Oh, I went too far back, but... you can see here with Duffy, he, oh my gosh, I'm struggling.
I like it though. We're playing with people. I like it.
So he has a good stride length.
Yeah.
He opens up his hips, allows his arms to come through. One of the problems I saw with Chuba was that he understrode, which meant that by this point in his throwing motion, his back was kind of more horizontal, so he was kind of having to overcompensate. Duffy's got more of a natural throwing motion, in my opinion. AB, you used to coach quarterbacks. What do you think of his motion?
I did. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. He does a great job of getting – first thing, you always watch your feet, and, I agree. His base and his stride seems pretty tight. He does a good job of getting the hips open and getting his belly button in position there. And I like, he gets that elbow up, I call that the zero point. That's the old Darren Slack.
That's what we're calling it now.
Yeah. It's a zero point. So the elbow's, up above the shoulder, 45 degrees out from his, chest. He does a nice job. It looks like he finishes well. It's kind of crappy film, but is what it is. He does a nice job.
That guy. Yeah. What happened there?
I've said this a couple different places. He seems like a very one read quarterback right now, which is fine. I mean, I don't think that's an RPO. I think they're running.
No, I don't think they're even. I don't know if they're even allowed to run RPOs in this game.
I don't know. So I mean, this guy's just reading his eyes, which is fine. He strikes me as the kind of quarterback. I think later in the game they run a little slant flat concept, and He does a nice job. It's the ball seems to have decent velocity. You see him there. He's checking, or he's hitching up in the pocket. Probably holds it a little long there for it to come open, but he waits for the guy to clear. He's throwing it before the ball's, or before the receiver's coming out of his break or in his break.
Yeah, he waited for this guy. Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
They mentioned a lot of the scouting reports that him anticipation was a great strength. What do you two think that Duffy's greatest strength is as a quarterback?
I think he understands where the hell to go with the football. Honestly, I think he
honestly.
I think he knows. I think he knows what he's looking at. Which is, yeah, like you said, I mean, it's huge. I think it's important. It's something we haven't necessarily had. I know it's been a knock of Jordan Travis by some. It seems like when he gets up there and looks at the defense, he kind of understands where to go with the ball right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you got off man again. Just a quick release. This is something that we just haven't seen a ton of at Florida State in the past few years. And
yep.
It's nice to have a quarterback that can do it. Like straight out of the box.
Good little false start there on the offense. Not called. No rules needed for the All-Star game.
So here they try to bite off a little bit more. Good play by the cornerback.
Come back route. And...
All right.
Yeah, it does seem to get out pretty quick. I mean, they didn't say that he had like a little shifty as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. Knows what to slide. Thank you. You're coming on campus.
Yeah, I think this goes back to what AB was saying, right? Where, you know, he sees, you know, nothing's open. This linebacker's cheating over towards the middle of the field, leaving a big gap in the middle of the field, takes off. He's got enough wheels to kind of punish you. So,
yeah.
Well, he's got a good, it seems like the internal clock is nice. Like, it's one of those guys where he knows, like, ball out, run, right?
I will say this. Mike Norvell has a type of quarterback that he likes, or maybe Kenny. I don't know who. You know, Kenny's obviously not here anymore. But when I watch – When I watch Duffy, I mean, I see Luke Altmyer. I think they look eerily similar.
Yeah, they have very similar throwing mechanics as well.
Yeah, and similar athleticism. Both were high IQ guys that seemed to understand where to go with the football pre-snap and post-snap. So just kind of interesting.
This would have been a completion if this guy was a little bit more talented. Unfortunately, he's going FCS, so.
Oh, shit.
Just kidding.
That's phenomenal.
No, Mr. Sanders.
Yeah, not taking too many negative plays from these highlights.
I know some people were disappointed. He threw a couple balls long.
Yeah, you'll see that on a couple of these fades. So he's just trying to get it over the top here.
Yeah, some of that's timing. He rushes that throw a little bit, in my opinion. There's a couple times, this one, Travis just gets bodied off the route, and it should have been a touchdown.
Yeah, throw it to the right spot. That's one where you throw it to a spot, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, you can see right...
Ball turns over real well there.
What he's talking about is right here at this contact point. It's hard to see, but he does get slowed down, and it kind of explains the one-step discrepancy, but even then it was a decent ball. All right, and now we skip to the fourth quarter.
They gave the five-star. They gave the five-star that's going to Texas A&M a few reps.
He looked pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
he's a big-time baseball player, kid that's going to develop. I thought Duffy outplayed him.
Really?
Maybe not so much the game, but over the course of the week, too, they had like the accuracy challenge or whatever, right? It was like 44-14 as far as like the points. Like, I from all the reports that I read, and I didn't watch the game just because I can't bring myself to do that. All right, did he catch that?
No, he didn't.
He ends up dropping it.
Yeah, he dropped it.
Have.
So he sees man coverage. He knows man coverage, obviously, because of what I said earlier, but. Still, there's a safety in the middle of the field, so he keeps this throw vertical enough to avoid the safety. Puts it right in the breadbasket. Wide receiver jumped early.
Run that back.
Here it is.
Is this the same play?
Yeah. I mean,
his back foot seems to be a little out from underneath him. Maybe not.
I think he gathers it all right. Maybe it's just the way
I don't love this motion here. I don't know. It just looked funky. It's hard to tell.
Maybe it starts to get out of phase a little bit when you got to put some stank on it.
Yeah, it almost looks like he's trying to throw too hard there instead of just letting his mechanics do the work.
I think we've got another deep fade by him. Yeah, I particularly like this play. It's going to be an underrated play, but it's 3rd and 4. If I remember correctly, this is some kind of snag concept. And he just knows that... He's got to have man coverage. This guy's playing off, so most likely it's, you know, it's man coverage. So he knows he's got man on a linebacker. He gets the ball out quick to his running back. Just a heads-up play to get a first down, not do anything flashy.
Yeah, dude, get your playmaker out in space. No knowledge of the situation, recognition of the defense. Not bad. He doesn't look like he does a lot of dumb shit with the ball, which is what I like. There's no dangerous balls. There's no terrible decisions so far. The play clock internal is like, oh, never, did I miss one?
No, he's good. Yeah,
he'll get
one.
There.
Okay, well, I don't watch these before we watch them together. So far, I'm liking it.
Yeah, what's interesting is that he did overthrow a few of these. This one,
at this point, he's trying to take shots here. I mean,
yeah, this is a hard ball to throw it into. You're keeping away from that safety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't look like a great decision there.
So another snag concept, and he almost throws a pick.
Yeah, I don't. Where was the highlighter guy? He was trying to. These uniforms suck ass, by the way. These are awful.
Yeah, they're impossible to tell who was playing.
I don't write. These are such an odd scheme.
I literally found myself watching leg warmers to figure out who was who because I can't see the numbers.
Because of the highlighter juice jerseys, yeah.
Yeah, a little pressure here.
Yeah, this center gets whooped.
Yeah, it kind of seems like his O-line kind of stinks, so he'll be ready to play at Florida State ASAP.
Well, this is in the second half. I think they put him in kind of with the second stringers. And, you know, this guy's what?
The number one player in the country.
Yeah, the number one player in the country, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, he's the number one player in the country.
Yeah, it looked that way after this game.
Oh, my word. He gets to run for your life, AJ. Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, jump ball, I guess.
Well, you got to understand what's going on at this point. It's an all-star game.
Yeah, these things.
Trying to throw it up to a guy to let him try to make a play.
And he almost, whatever. I don't know, yeah. It's interesting. Yeah, you got to look at how the building blocks, the pieces that are there, rather, like, I can't think of anything more superfluous than a, if I can say the word superfluous, than a high school mid-vacation holiday all-star game.
Yeah.
Seventh circle of hell when it comes to actually, like, inferring how good these kids are going to be in the next level. However, do you feel better or worse after watching that film that A.J. Duffy is Florida State's QB1 from the 2022 class? Like, are your opinions confirmed? Did you see something new? And then finally, before we move on to the transfers, when do you guys think that he really makes an impact? When is he an actual contender for the starting job at Florida State University?
As far as contender, I mean, I think it's 2023.
Yeah.
You know, he's coming in early. He's on campus already, so he's going to have, you know, this 2022 season plus a spring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why 2023 he can't be challenging for the job now. He's obviously still going to be young and there'll still be growing pains, but I mean, I think that would be a realistic timeline for him, depending on Jordan's development and what he does. But yeah, I mean, I think 23 is kind of where my head's at for him anyway.
So Duffy the savior next year, not a thing. We got a long time till August and September, guys. Cool your jets. Is that what you're saying, Adam?
Well, I would say I feel better having watched him. Like, it was difficult because they didn't throw very much at IMG this year. No. They ran the ball a shit ton. There was a lot of negativity kind of around him and people saying he quit and all this stuff. And I mean, a lot of that was just kind of nonsense, but
right.
Yeah, he hadn't played since his junior year. There wasn't a lot of tape. So you got a chance to kind of see him in action and, you know, you got reports from him all week at practice that he was the best quarterback every day. And he comes out and, kind of, I thought he backed that up. I mean, I know the stat line wasn't great, but it's an all-star game. I liked what I saw from him. I feel more comfortable with him. If he's quarterback two this year, I feel comfortable with that scenario.
Interesting. Okay.
If they chose not to take some backup quarterback, because they, I mean, I think they're going to go with Jordan. If they chose not to pursue some backup, I feel like I'm okay with Duffy if that's what you do.
Okay. I think I definitely want them to have a backup. I think the kid's fine. If he had to see some action, that'd be great. I'd rather not have him on the field unless it's like mop up duty till 2023. But I get what you mean, Adam. It wouldn't be like a full disaster scenario like we've had in the past when some guys have had to go under center. But to me, still not the preferred option. I don't think it's – you don't have to rub the old salt in the old Kevin anymore.
But, I'd love to have a fourth quarterback, but we'll see.
I gotcha. If not, you're not panicking. Kevin, you feel about the same way?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you need to see a stride from Tate to be a serviceable backup to kind of bridge this gap. Obviously, mm-hmm. he's not a long-term solution. I think that's become pretty darn clear. So, I'd be hard pressed to see if you're finding a kid that's going to be head and shoulders better than Duffy tomorrow that's willing to be a backup, you know, out of the transfer portal. But
gotcha.
So if you're picking a kid up, I think you're picking up a body. But I feel comfortable with Duffy, what you see from him. Gets the ball out quickly. He, by all measures, he seems to be fairly accurate. You'd like to see him get a little bit better with those deep balls, but that's something that comes with time and rhythm. And you saw someone like Mackenzie Milton this year not being able to hit those deep balls when that was kind of his specialty at UCF. And a lot of that had to do with timing and just comfort with receivers. And so that's something that'll probably come with time. And so I think Duffy's a kid that clearly has a high upside, a kid that you probably want playing for you in the next couple of years, but hopefully he can develop and not have to be rushed into play immediately. So,
God willing. Okay. I think that's good. Feel good. Good film. Good pickup there by Mike. Dirty Mike and the boys. All right, let's get to these receivers. Which one first, the Deucer or J-Dubs? Who are we going first?
I've got Span pulled up.
All right, yeah, I know. You pulled the trigger on him kind of early during the Duffy film, so go ahead.
He's got literally three freaking plays, so.
Well, that's
yeah, we
good.
Got we three go plays of him.
The whole Deuce anthology right now.
He had five catches, but these were three that I could find. So
60% of his total production.
Yeah. And you're going to notice a trend.
Wow. They're all
deep balls.
Yeah. I don't know how this guy didn't get more attention for Illinois.
Is he just raw? Is that what you guys think?
He's
run
a freshman,
the deep ball, Deuce.
Freshman converted to quarterback to wide receiver. And the story was they basically just grabbed him one day at practice and said, here, try this.
He has such natural
like
long strides.
On him. Oh, that's a fun catch. That was a really shitty ball.
I'm not sure I see 4.3, but I mean, he looks fast as shit.
It's
yeah,
6'4".
He looks fast
it
enough.
It doesn't have to be 4.3, right?
Yeah. I mean, I agree with Kevin. I mean, he looks very smooth. He looks very athletic.
He does look fluid, doesn't he?
Ball seems to be caught pretty clean.
That's a wonderful catch. You know what's interesting about him? I thought when you said five plays, I thought it was all just going to be like, I was going to have like Greg Carr, Greg Carr traumatic stress syndrome, just like going back and seeing just jump ball fade. I don't think he's left the ground for any one of these catches. He seems to track the ball really well, kind of nice natural hands, right?
Yeah,
yeah, we're on repeat now, so.
Yeah, that's everything, guys. That's all we did. So, you guys think that this is a kid? I mean, the competition, especially for guys his size on the roster, there's none to be seen. Even with a five catch career, I think this guy is. I think he's gonna have a pretty decent year in this offense, right?
Yeah, I tend to agree. He fills a need. He's a dude that can run deep. They needed that. I mean, he needs speed. He's gonna open up. He's gonna open up the field for Cam McDonald, some of these slot receivers. He's going to force teams to kind of account for him with some safety help at some times. He's a guy that if you leave the middle of the field open and you want to play too high, he can beat you. He can beat you down that middle of the field. So that immediately kind of gets you into being able to run some of your slot fades a little bit better, which we know Mike loves.
To be fair, too, to Deuce, he played under Brett Bielema, who I think is still running like 9-man offensive lines. I bet Illinois' like leading receiver probably has 12 catches. So I bet Deuce wasn't that far off. My man doesn't like to throw the ball. He's kind of like you, Adam. He's just a less handsome version of you and far more wealthy. Good old Brett Bielema. So bringing the Deuce back to Florida State. We're going to nurture you in the offense made for playmakers. And you're going to have your opportunities, man, because there's like one other kid that looks like you on the roster. Now two, because we're bringing in another transfer, but it was like Malik McLean and that was it. But this is another guy that he looks like how a wide receiver should look. Who's next, Kevin?
I believe Wilson should be next.
Ah, the Sun Devil. 6'6", 6'7". That's a big man. That's a large human.
Yeah, so we're gonna watch through some of the Arizona State Colorado game. And I'll make
sorry
sure to try
about
to
this in advance, guys.
skip through some of the Colorado offense. Not all of the Colorado offense, just some of it.
What number is
Jasper? There you go. I hope it's not that guy.
14. Literally. Yeah, the first play is him.
Well, not that play. Not this,
not that one. This one. So he's in motion there. I mean, you're going to notice he's a tight end, in my opinion. He's going to be a hybrid kind of guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't. Not in the traditional, he's going to put his hand in the dirt.
He runs pretty well. So you're thinking like a Kyle Pitts type, basically?
Yeah. They'll put him at the X, let him play on the boundaries, you know, let him play the solo side. But, I mean, even there, I mean, he's lined up in the slot, but that's a traditional play you'd see to a tight end.
Yeah, it's a little kind of playing
like drag, right? Yeah.
Yeah, think about the number of times you see Cam McDonald out playing kind of the point in some of their trip stuff. I mean, I think that's where you're going to see him.
Why are we focused on 82 here?
I don't know.
That's weird.
but yeah, he moves well for a dude that's as big as he is.
Nice balance.
Has some trouble.
Out of bounds way before, but that's okay.
Has some issues with drops, apparently.
Yeah, that's the story behind him.
There you see him again, running a route in the middle of the field. It's kind of a tight end, little choice route.
Does he, I guess we'll see during the course of the highlights, is he ever out wide or is he always pretty close to like kind of the line of scrimmage, like in the slot?
He lines about wide. But I want to know if it's just to block or if they throw the ball to him out there. I haven't watched enough of him to be able to say for sure.
Okay, well, let's rectify that. I thought he...
Yeah, he's down here.
He's down here.
He's down here playing boundary wide receiver.
Not our fault. ESPN.
Hard to see with my big head in the way.
It is. You do have a noggin, but we love you. yeah, we'll see what he does.
He blocks.
And he's pretty good at it from what I've heard. He doesn't matter on that play.
he's up top.
Yeah, I think he was the number one rated PFF blocker for wide receivers, like 90.5 or something like that. I don't know. I've seen that number thrown out there.
To do that here. This kid was like a 4-star kid coming out of high school, right? Like very highly rated recruit.
Arizona State was happy to see him leave. They were not thrilled.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, apparently he fights the ball a little bit, has some issues catching every once in a while. But
I don't think he's in here, is he?
No, I don't see him.
Well, it'll be interesting to see which wide receiver coach is going to help
him. He's not going to be in again until the next series.
Cool. All right, here's the next series.
Boom! Yeah. Nice clicking, dude.
He's out here blocking. He's right there in the middle.
He smoked that one guy, right? That's him right up there.
You know, I think that's a linebacker. So,
It's either a linebacker or a nickel or some sort of Sam.
Oh God, take a seat, Junior. Okay.
That's not something they've got on this roster. So
not on the edge, man.
I think he's slot here.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be just route running people to death, but someone that can block like that with size like that, use him as a jump ball threat or...
He has 80 yards receiving in this game, I think.
Yeah, I mean, with that size, he's in
route concepts,
just an obvious target.
And again, another young kid. Like, you got to love that.
And you know too, man. Norvell's going to get creative when he's got a body like this on his roster. I mean, he was running specialized plays for Preston Daniel. No offense, Preston, we love you on here, but like that's a walk on kid. So you know that by having guys like Span and then Wilson, he's going to cook some special stuff up for him.
Yeah. All right. There's a ball to him. There he is out wide. They run a.
Yeah, they get a dig concept for him.
Yep.
Ball is it overthrown?
Looks like it.
Somehow this quarterback overthrew a 6'7" receiver open over the middle of the field.
And he's open too. I mean, he gets open. You like to see that. They're double covering him out there.
Yeah, he's clearly a threat. What I mean, yeah, it's hard to just not like how versatile he looks.
Yeah, I'm with you there. He looks pretty natural everywhere where he lines up. I mean, we'll see. Maybe he'll just like barf on his hands with a bad drop here in a second. But I think this kid looks pretty solid so far.
Just destroyed that kid.
But he's down here, right?
Yep.
So one-on-one blocking. Yeah, the corner doesn't stand a chance.
Nope. Oh, yeah.
Surprised you don't see more of that, like more just running his direction. Do you think you'll see him at all in line, or do you think you'll kind of see him kind of how Arizona State's using him kind of as a slot or
putting him everywhere? I think that's one of those ones. He's a tight end, but he doesn't want to hear that he's a tight end. So
right,
you're going to move him around in tight end positions, but he's never going to actually put his hand in the dirt.
Gotcha. Always he'll be close to the line, but never right up next to the tackle.
There, he's top of the screen up there. Let's see if they get the ball to him.
So just like Pitts.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. Someone like Pitts is so useful to have in a spread offense, right? You can,
yeah, especially Mike too. His whole name of the game is he likes to make mismatches, right? Mm-hmm. With gaps and all the stuff that he does. So having an actual talented piece to do that with, it'll be interesting to see.
Well, that's kind of what we were saying last year was there wasn't that. Well, none of the receivers were complete liabilities. There was no one that would consistently win these one-on-one matchups, and a kid that's 6'7" with size like this has the bones to be someone who can win those consistent one-on-one matchups. You know, get him matched up on a linebacker, throw the ball, get him matched up on a cornerback, run the ball, kind of deal.
Right. They were doing scheme mismatches. It wasn't like, hey, we're gonna have Wilson on their linebacker and eat this kid alive, like those type of there weren't a lot of player mismatches on offense, if you know what I mean. It was all if we do this thing, it'll draw the linebacker up and whoever this is will be open.
Let's finish this tape with this drive.
Yeah, totally.
Go move on to Greedy.
Fun name too.
Agreed.
Oh my god.
That wasn't our guy, right? Okay. No,
that was not our guy.
That wasn't our guy. that Sun Devil man was not excited.
There's a lot to be intrigued about there. Like,
yeah,
I would love to know he comes into the season with 100 catches and 1,100 yards and 5 touchdowns or 15 touchdowns, whatever. I mean, I turn that tape on, I get kind of excited.
Yeah, I'm interested. I mean, like you said, you got to temper it, right? The A-plus kids, they're not
coming here.
They're coming to like the Ohio States and the Oklahomas and the Texas A&M stuff. Like, they're not coming to Florida State yet. And that's, like I said, I don't know. Do you absolve Mike of all that based on where the program's at? Or do you think, hey, man, you should have won us a couple more games so we could be in more conversation for those kids? That's a discussion we're not going to have on this episode. But I think it's valid to have, in my opinion. But realistically, you're not getting the 6'4", 6'6", kid that's fast that also is coming off a 1,200-yard season from another school. And you're not beating out Ryan Day and Ohio State for it. But kind of like the Jermaine Johnson thing, you see a kid, limited tape, but you can see the upside and you get on him quick. I would be interested. I'm very intrigued by both of these prospects. Now let's talk about a different type of prospect, this Greedy Vance here. God, I did not mean to sound like John Gruden on Monday Night Football, but this Greedy guy, this Greedy Vance, 5'11", 155, but he's actually one that there is a lot of tape on. Was he a true freshman this year, guys, for Louisville?
I think so.
Yeah, he was a freshman, yes.
And he played in about every game, right?
I think there was an injury ahead of him, and he ended up playing like the back end of the schedule, definitely. But
so he played a little bit ahead of his personal schedule. But this is a guy that's got a lot of field, playing in the ACC, same conference, same division. What did you think about this take? Do you think they needed a DB, and do you think that this is one of the better options they could have had on the portal? I guess maybe we run the film, and we can talk about that while the film's playing.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not drag this out.
Yeah.
So this isn't the first game against Ole Miss. I mean, he plays quite a bit. He plays
what
out
number?
Wide, 21. He plays out wide. So he's at the bottom of the screen. You can't see him on this play. You kind of see him come into the screen late on this tackle.
I hate ESPN's camera angles, dude.
Yeah, you see him there. He kind of whiffed on the ankle tackle.
Yeah, but, you know, freshman first game against
top game
offense.
Of the season. Yeah.
So he's in the slot here.
So do you think he translates to more of a Sam role, more of the slot like Jamie Robinson role, or do you think they try to slot him in at corner?
I think he can do either. I think ultimately they'd like to be able to move him around, kind of like they've done with Jamie.
So he makes
a
tackle here.
Yeah, he doesn't have a problem sticking his nose in there.
I think they'd like to move him around like Jamie, maybe let him play a little safety, let him play a little nickel.
There he is right there at bottom of the screen.
Yeah, that wasn't necessarily on him. They overload the formation.
Yeah, he jumps what he thinks is coming. Then they throw it down the seam. I mean,
did you guys like the take?
Hell of an ask. Yeah, I thought it was okay. Just because he does a lot of stuff. He's young. So
yeah,
he's young.
You That's
can grow
the
with him. I think there's still some dead weight in that DB room that you need to get out of there. If he was a guy you took in at post spring, I wouldn't love it, but the fact you're going to get him in the spring and get him out, you know, get him in your system and get time to work with him, I'm okay with it.
Sure. Timing makes a big difference. Absolutely.
I mean, you maybe could have taken a more experienced guy and brought somebody in that's got some more experience, but I mean, you realize you're rebuilding this program, so I mean, I'm okay with getting a young, upside guy too, and saying, "Look, we're going to develop with you."
I mean, it's been a mix so far of like the how many years of eligibility. God, leave those pass defense really sucks this game. It's been
that's
it's
also
been
Ole Miss, you know.
Yeah. There's been a mix of like. How many years of eligibility each one of these transfers have left. I feel like so far they've gone more on like the guys with 3 and 4 years of eligibility left. Yeah. They're kind of, Mike feels pretty comfortable. He's going to be here for a while.
Yeah. And, I think this tells me something about, well, no, I don't want to say that, but, me and AB were talking and we'll probably talk about this more as the off season goes on. But, the fact that they are loading up so intently on secondary players kind of lends itself to thinking you're going to see more nickel or potentially even other formations. So,
yeah, we saw a ton of nickel this year. I mean, they pretty much based out of that.
Yeah, that's true.
Throughout the season. Yeah.
Well, they didn't recruit any linebackers in the old, except for one in the old recruiting class. So yeah, we're probably going to play a lot of nickel, I'd imagine.
maybe we're going to land a transfer linebacker here soon.
We'll see. And we'll see. Be there for you guys.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch old Miss Louisville.
You just pulled the plug. So, okay. So why should people be excited about this take then? Pulled the plug on the film, but why do you like him? He's a kid that David Johnson knows. He's from Edna Carr High School. He and Destin Hill.
You said the name.
I guess we're gonna Voldemort rule him. Yeah,
I mean, why be excited? I don't know. I'm not gonna.
It doesn't sound like you're that excited. Just to be fair,
I'm not gonna blow smoke and be like, "Oh, you should be super hype about this kid." I mean, he's got some okay film. There's a lot of film out there on him. He's aggressive. He plays decent man coverage. He's pretty physical at the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure how fast he is. So I think I think he translates to more of a Jamie Robinson type, but he's not as big as Jamie. So that worries me a little bit. But they like these guys that can play all over the secondary. So, I mean, he does fit that role. He does fit what they want. So that's positive. He's young, you know, you can develop him, Knowles.
Right. He's built like Knowles.
Yeah, you can develop him with these guys, and they can all kind of grow up together. I thought you needed another secondary guy, because who the hell knows what you're going to get from Travis J. There's smoke out there. Brendan Gant might be trying to move to linebacker. Who knows? So, I mean, I think that there's a need.
I don't know about him doing that. There's going to be some attrition from that room. Yeah. I'd imagine. So, yeah, you need a guy – Swiss Army knife. I think it might end up, it kind of feels like the McClellan situation, mm-hmm. that kid from Arkansas last year, a guy that, because the glaring needs that are so many other parts of this roster, they take one. It's like, oh, that's a pretty, you know, that's a pretty good take. And I think he's going to end up being a kid that surprises people, just like the McClellan kid did. I mean, to be fair, he's a guy that played in a secondary all year as a true freshman for a team that was markedly better than you.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville's a better team.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do transitive property on the law of college football, but that's a kid where if he was on our roster last year, he's going to see a lot of time on the field.
Absolutely. Yep, so I agree.
I think it's a kid, like I said, the other two guys, and I'm with you right now. I'm more excited about the receivers, but it will be interesting to see if that narrative does change as far as like who we were more excited about when their name came through and then who we saw at the end of the year was a bigger piece. Because I thought the McClellan kid did pretty good when he was asked, and I expected nothing from him this year. So interesting guys, a new quarterback, three new players, more to come. Not happy with the roster composition is Mike Norvell. We still got some holes to patch on this on this beautiful garnet and gold ship, but they're doing it. I'm interested to see how they're going to finish because they have been very active in this portal and they've nabbed kids. That level that they're at, they've identified targets and snatched them up real quick. And I've been pretty impressed so far with the transfer haul, especially considering how many of these guys are going to be in spring practice getting ingrained in your system.
Yep.
So we'll see. Is there more to come? We don't know. Mystery people on campus. We know nothing. Who knows? But I tell you one thing we do know. The triple option, boys. We're going to be here with you the whole time. We're not getting fat on eggnog and booze. No, no, no. We're lean and hungry machines here. We live on film. And that's all we do. And we're going to do it for you, our fans, our people. Guys, as always, we're presented by Tomahawk Nation. Go to that website for the best and free Florida State news and everything that else that you could want. Community, they'll foster you in and wrap you in their warm embrace, and you'll never want to leave the comment section. The X's and Noles YouTube page, I've said it to you 1,000 times, but if you're here, subscribe. Put on notifications because you never know we're going to be dropping videos. Very sneaky guerrilla warfare here on the triple option, the X's and Noles channel. And as always, look at Kevin. He looks good, but his wife gave him that haircut and she does an admirable job. But Kevin's a man that deserves a barbershop with a great razor and some hot lather. So go to his Patreon and give him some damn money. Jesus Christ, look at the guy. That's not a new hoodie. I know it's not a new hoodie. He looks great, but that's because he's a handsome guy. Give him money. Let's get him dressed up to the nines. Listen, boys, for Coach Adam Brown, Kevin Lill, I'm Trey Rowland. I love you guys. Keep chopping on. Happy New Year. Kisses. XOXO.